This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
In case you missed the news, Dan Ingram passed away yesterday at his home in South Florida. He was 83 years old. He was born in Oceanside, New York. He went to broadcast school at Hofstra College.
Yes.
At Hofstra, yeah.
Hofstra, right.
Yeah. And then he worked in New Rochelle at WNRC. I don't think that's on anymore. And then he went to Walk FM on Long Island. But it's funny, he traveled around like a lot of DJs do. He went to Bridgeport and New Haven. And he really got famous when he went to Dallas. That's, you know, whenever you're a pretty good talent, you start off and you move up.
Now, he was hired in New York from St. Louis, where he was a megastar.
Well, he was a megastar in Dallas and then St. Louis.
Right.
And then they brought him to New York City back in 61. And he was one of the most popular DJs in America.
Dan Ingram.
Music and stuff.
You know, it's funny because you listen to some of those recordings, and it's really the problem is with the recording. It wasn't at the time, it sounded crystal clear.
Yeah.
It's the recording over those years. Those things fade, but he was a pretty amazing guy.
He worked here at CBS FM for quite some time also.
I was an intern for him when I was a kid, when I was in college, and he was the most encouraging person. I'd never known anybody in radio until I worked there, and he did.
That's some pretty good people to know.
He wrote letters for me. He listened to tapes of me. He just was so encouraging. He kept saying to me, "You know what? You're going to do this. You're really going to do this."
Wow.
And that meant a lot to me because when you're a kid, you know. You don't know where you're going and how if anybody's going
to
listen.
You're lucky to have a mentor like that.
Yeah, he gave me a lot of great advice and listened. Even when I went back to college, constantly would get in touch with me and say, "Send me tapes. I want to hear how you're doing and what you're doing."
That's nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Dan Taylor was a very good friend of his and knows the whole family. So
he continued to go down and visit him within the last year. So.
He just told me that he loved to collect jazz albums, and this weekend he sent him another package of 3 CDs.
Aww.
It's on the way right now.
Yeah,
and his wife will receive them. But Dan Ingram, gone at the age of 83, one of the all-time greats in our business. On the other side, the radio world has lost a true icon. Mr. Dan Ingram passed away over the weekend in Florida. He was 83. He worked at WABC Radio in a very special time. That was the number one radio station in America.
The world.
And the world. Yeah. Had a 50,000-watt flamethrower signal. They could hear it in like 37 states.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was number one by a wide margin here in New York. And he was the top jock on the radio station.
Well, he was very, very intelligent, which is part of what made him so interesting to listen to. He was a very curious guy, an incredible vocabulary. And so that made him, to me, a step above everybody else.
He was also the guy who signed WABC off when they left music radio and became a talk station.
Mm-hmm.
And have been going down ever since.
Yeah.
Now they're basically...
Not there.
They have it's barely traceable in the ratings.
They did okay for a little while with talk. Yeah. They had like this really shining moment, but not for
then
long.
They lost Rush and others.
Mm-hmm.
But he also worked right here at CBS FM. He did weekends. I used to listen to him all the time.
Yeah.
And then he retired and went down to Florida. But he inspired so many people, including our very own Dan Taylor, to get into the radio business. And
That was the first time I was ever in a radio station, was as an intern at WABC. And he
was that little girl coming in here.
So
that
inspirational for me. He would listen, as I said earlier, he would listen to tapes. He would write letters for me. I know for a fact the very first job I got was because these guys were sitting there looking at this letter from Dan Ingram. Sure, whatever you want to do.
Well, it's funny because I don't know if he was known for that, for being a mentor to young people. I know Dan, he was also kind to Dan.
Yeah.
Him and Dan are very close friends over the years.
Well, he gave me such great advice. I remember him saying to me, he said, let me tell you something. No matter how many people are listening to you, what you have to do is what I do every single day. He said, I'm looking over in the corner and I see, you know, in their case, WABC really spoke to young women primarily. And he said, I see that person, and that's who you talk to. You talk to one person. You're not talking to a massive audience. And that's where the intimacy in his voice came from.
I told you, too, when I was a baby DJ, just starting out in the business, mm-hmm. we used to like to play his commercials. that's Dan Ingram. I know who he is. He's up in New York. I'm down here in Mobile running the Coca-Cola commercial. And at the end, he goes, the box tops for Coca-Cola.
Right. He could do it.
That's Donna Summer from many, many moons ago. And singing about The Last Dance. The honor group of the day, by the way, are Chemo Savvies. And my Chemo Savvy, you are in the honor group of the day. Just you. You and me, right here on CBS FM 101.1.
Radio.com. Radio.com. This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.